Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first is the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Tiffany Pleat from Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, Tiffany, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm fine, but Tiffany, I just want to tell you that maybe I'm an age, and my other friends named Tiffany know this, but I find it really odd that in the world these days we are dealing with responsible adults named Tiffany.
It's better than candy. Or.
That's true.
Not better than cookie.
Well, Tiffany, welcome to our show. Now, Carl Castle is going to perform for you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
With testosterone, modern man skimps. Man was tougher when closer to chimps. The great Spartan guys blasted rocks with their eyes. Compared to them, we are just...
wimps.
Right. Right. Listen, guys. And I'm addressing myself to the men here. You think you're tough because you rocked it at spinning class this morning? According to Australian anthropologist Peter McAllister, you, each and every one of you, are, quote, the worst man in history, unquote. In his new book, Manthropology, he says that modern men are all sad shadows of our ancient forebears. An Aborigine from 10,000 years ago could have outrun Usain Bolt. And he says specifically that a Neanderthal woman, could have easily out-arm-wrestled Arnold Schwarzenegger. Modern men replied, well, no, we could do all that if we weren't lactose intolerant and can stay out in the sun without peeling.
So Lucy and it was yeah. Tougher than we are.
Absolutely.
But she was like 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she was wiry.
Yeah. Here is your next limerick.
On this formula, movies rely. Add three love scenes to one long goodbye. If there's pets, multiply. Then the sad quotient's high, and the viewer is likely to...
cry.
Yes. Yes. Have you ever wondered why sad movies make you cry? Well, probably not, but that's because you're not a scientist. People who are scientists at the University of Portsmouth in Britain have identified four factors that cause a moviegoer to cry: tear count, sadness index, inspirational index, and something they call happy highs, the degree to which happiness is experienced in between the sad bits. The scientists say the film that best mixed these elements to get the tears flowing is the Bette Midler vehicle Beaches. And after an 8-week follow-up study, the scientists found that Beaches had a high incidence of beaches.
All of this sounds incredibly obvious.
Yes.
I mean,
it's peer reviewed.
Yeah, okay.
Here is your last limerick.
Every crime scene has something to teach. DNA codes are always in reach. Here the lake did him in, things attached to his skin. It's our blood sucking witness, the
leech.
Yes, the leech. A robbery in Tasmania would have gone unsolved if not for the work of a crime-fighting leech. The fearless bloodsucker was the only witness to the crime, but the robbers had no idea he was there, slowly, silently slurping in DNA evidence. The evidence given by the leech has led to a successful conviction, so the leech has now actually joined the force. He plays by his own rules, sure, but he's got a backbone, despite being an invertebrate. And all reports say it's going well. He's really attached to his new partner. Carl, how did Tiffany do in our quiz?
Three correct answers. Do it, Peter. Tiffany, you had three correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done, Tiffany.
Nice one, Tiffany.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm stuck on you. I've got this feeling down deep in my soul that I just can't lose. Guess I'm on my way.